Doug Tyrrell, History and Comment is available on iTunes.
Hello, friends. I'm Doug Tyrrell. This is History and Comment for Tuesday, the 23rd day of May, 2023. There was a very fine line between legal privateers and outright pirates. In the case of William Kidd, it appears that he actually stayed on the legal side of the trade, but the politicians who had signed his letters of marque or authorizations to sail as a privateer had changed. Kidd was hanged on this day in 1701, convicted of piracy. History says he was not guilty. Benjamin Franklin announces that he has invented bifocal glasses. The year is 1785. South Carolina is the 8th state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. It's an important milestone, as there is now enough support for it to go into effect. The accordion is patented in 1829, at least legally patented. There is a version dating a few years earlier, and instruments that appear to be older have been found. The New York Police Department, or NYPD, is formed in 1845, just ahead of the mass Irish immigration of the 1850s. The force has always been largely Irish. The forerunner to the Royal Canadian Mounted Police is established as the Northwest Mounted Police in 1873. We do not have a similar organization here in the U.S., a federal force that acts more like a local policeman. Some of this is that the RCMP has been contracted by most of the provinces. The analogy would be if Indiana had contracted with the FBI and an FBI agent pulled you over and wrote you a speeding ticket. The latest snow event ever recorded in Iowa occurs in 1882, when much of the southeastern portion of the state received around half an inch. At the town of Washington, almost 6 inches was recorded. Washington, Iowa is about 40 miles west-southwest of Davenport, Quad Cities area. 19-year-old Walt Disney incorporates his first film company, Laugh-O-Gram Studios, in 1922. While it worked on groundbreaking ideas, it will fold the next year. Outlaws Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow are ambushed and killed in a hail of gunfire along a Louisiana backroad, ending a 3-year reign of terror in 1934. It might well be argued that the actions of the police were excessive, but so were the deeds of the pair. A restrained action against them would have resulted in a hail of bullets directed at the police. Meanwhile, in Toledo, striking auto workers are met with police action in a 5-day Battle of Toledo. There were 10,000 strikers, most of whom were on the picket lines, and 1,300 Ohio National Guard troops. In a lighter note, engineer Robert Moog is born on the same day. He is most known for the Moog synthesizer, which became popular in the early 70s. Emerson, Lake & Palmer's Lucky Man was one of the first to use the device. The 1972 song Popcorn was another. Popcorn was first played on the 1969 tour featuring the instrument. The BBC, or British Broadcasting Corporation for those living under a rock, orders 13 episodes of Monty Python's Flying Circus in 1969. The first episode will air on October 5th of that year, with a 30-minute episode weekly. I have to admit, I have a bit of trouble with British humor. Meanwhile, The Who released the rock opera Tommy. It will be the genesis of the 1975 film by that name. The title song, Pinball Wizard, was a hit for both The Who and Elton John. Both versions of the song are quite good. The entire storyline and film are more dark. Beyond some of the subject matter, Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend could in fact sing. I know it's something of an age thing, but can any of the current stable of artists actually do that? There was a meme somewhere stating that rap with a southern accent is not country. With that, I would concur. That's History and Comment. For the 23rd day of May, I'm Doug Tyrrell. Now go do something worth remembering.